Okay, so we'll get started. Today we're going to continue to talk about tshuva,
as it is still out.
Still on Nil Dodi Dodi Li, or Nil Uman, or Ishti Le Harim, or Nil Rebbe Le Rebbe, however you want to look at it. A lot of different ones, but basic pshat as Nil Dodi Ulu Dodi Li. And it's referring to tshuva. We need to discuss and really delve into tshuva in the eyes of Chassidus, like we've been doing, the Einei Chassidus. So, we could talk the whole year about tshuva and Chassidus, obviously. Tshuva is one of the greatest concepts in Chassidus, one of the most important things about tshuva. It's not something that's just El. It's focused on an El more than any time of the year. Just like we focus on the Sukkos more in time of the year, we don't look at Lulavim on Purim time. We talk about Simcha more during Purim time. So on El, we talk about Tshuva more. That's the coinciding Midah that works with El. So to open up, we have a few sources. We'll see if we'll get to all of them today. With the Lubavitch Rebbe we looked at last time, we looked at the Kotei Maran, some others. Today we're going to break out a little bit and do some that you might not have heard of, some that you might not have learned yet. The first one is very close to here, very close to me in general. I'm very close to him. And that is a shicha, or this is really written up right there, from Rav Chaim Shalom Deitch. Does anyone know who Rav Chaim Shalom Deitch is? He's alive.
Is he in Beitar?
Sorry?
Is he in Beitar?
Not in Beitar. He's in a lot of places, technically, but he's not in Beitar. He might stop by there sometimes. Chaim Shalom Deitch is one of the great Mashpia Chabad in our generation.
He's by the
Tzemach Tzedek in the old city. He's Rosh Kol over there, and he gives a morning sicha. But he's in Mashpia. A Mashpia is like Mashkiach for Chabad. That's their word. It'll be my title for Shanabed as well. Not Stam. No, it's the Shana of Mashpia. But Rav Deitch, so he gives a lot of sechas. He's big. He's on, you can phone into his shiur. He's all over, especially Yerushalayim. He's huge and people come from all over to come hear him. He's a really special, special Mashpia. His Torah is, and his knowledge of Chassidus is really out of this world, especially because he comes from a different Chassidus originally. And then he met the Rebbe in his early days and he spent time in 770 under the Rebbe. And became a Shpia Chabad. But for example, he had Payas and an Olbeksha and Kapata. So it's a little bit different. He really has a real knowledge of all different walks of Chassidus. And he's really holding the Nigla and the Nistar and the hidden things. His level of Kabbalah is Davin's Be'arichas at 10:30. And it's spot on. So Ivan Zocha last year, I went to share him. Just about every day. I'm still trying to go close. I just gave a chayel for bringing. The room was packed to the brim. He's right here in the old city. 1 minute walk away. Recommend. The next one, Yaakov Slave, head over. Maybe I'll take some guys. So he writes, sorry?
You hear about
being in the room? Being in the room was a huge thing. It's everywhere. Everywhere was a huge thing. Yaakov Slave is a chag. It's a chag. I got it. It's a Yerida Sfarim. You can go buy some Sfarim, 4 for 100 shekels. Nothing. She was a shawarma. But so there's a big weekly that comes out, and it's called Karve Lecha, put out by Tamir of Ginsburg and that style. And it's very interesting. It's like a Dati Lumi Chassidus. I call Chazdal Chassidei Dati Lumi, really type weekly that comes out. And they have a lot of the Gedolei Chassidim are published. And they published him, which is pretty cool, on the front page. There's always three on the front page. And he's a very strong, strong, important Torah. This was not, up until like half an hour ago, this was not part of the what I was going to give over today, but anytime I see Rav Deitch, I have to give him over. So we're going to learn a little short piece. This is this picture of him, by the way. I'll leave him a picture. Doesn't look like your average Chabad. If you ask me, I'm sure I have an amazing selfie with him. Be'geres ha'tshuva muzbar shel kol Yehudi yeshem havaya b'tocha. In the Geras HaTshuva, which is one of the strong chapters, one of the strong, it's really its own sefer within Tanya. Okay, he's holding ball panel of Tanya. Muzbar, shelechol yudi yesham havaya betocho. That every single Jew has havaya within it. What's havaya? Hashem. The shame yud, and then hey, and then vav, and then hey. The shame havaya is known as the shame havaya. You'll hear me using that term a lot. And every single Jew has those letters within it. It's created, God is within everyone. Obviously, God created it, so just like you have some of your parents in you, God also created you, you have some of God in you as well. But because your parents also have God in them. This four-letter name of God, Yudkei Bavkei, there is within it four bechinos, four ways to connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? First, let me take a step back and talk a little bit of this name of God, actually. So this over at my L'chaim from a thing I actually said this Torah. It's a famous Torah, the Normal Nimelach talks about the Shem Havaya, and he says that Shem Havaya talks about two different types of tzaddikim. It talks about a lot of things, but one of the most strongest ideas in Chassidus is that it talks about two different types of tzaddikim. Okay, one is the yud, and one is the vav. Okay, he is representative of Hashem. So once again, you have the yud, yud, and then you have the he, and then you have vav, and then you have the he. Okay, the vav is greater than the yud. They're both tzaddikim, but the vav is greater than the yud. Why? So what's a vav? Actually,
two yuds.
Exactly, it's an extended yud. So the yud is that type of tzaddik who's literally just like the yud, sitting in Shemayim. He's got no windows in his room. He's not really in touch with the world, and he's a tzaddik. He's holding in all of Kabbalah, holding in all of Halacha, holding in all of Nigla V'Nistar, and all of Pardes. Shatra, Ms. Josh, and Sot. It's Pardes. And he's holding it. He's a big tzaddik. But he's not really in this world. And then you have the Vav, which is the ultimate Chassidish Rebbe, the ultimate Admar. And that is Yud extended into this world. That's that Tzaddik with his door open and his windows, and he's able to talk to the lowest, for lack of a better word, person, the poorest person who doesn't know Aleph from Bet, and connect them with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. To use his, he's able to have his head in Shemayim and his feet on the ground. That's the Vav. And how do you know also, where's the Raya that the Vav is greater than the Yud? Why is he better? Because the Vav is surrounded by two Heys and the Yud is only connected by one side. Okay. A little bit into the Shem Havaya. Some Torahs are normally milk. But back to what we're talking about. Just shows that you have to be in this world. Not just closed off in some corner somewhere. It's a very important idea. Also in modern orthodoxy in general. I think that's a big idea they push. But he says, back to these arba bechinos of the Shem Havaya. Ha'ot vav mitzayenet et haregesh. He says the ot vav, this letter of vav, so that is representative of regesh. What's regesh? Regishut, hargasha. Feeling, exactly. Feeling. V'ha'ot hey, and the letter hey, which is the last letter, the last hey, not the first one, with the two connecting vav and hey. Et ha'maisa. What's maisa? Doing. Actually doing. So once again, you have the vav, which talks about the regesh. It's connected to regesh, to feeling, to actually be a part of it. And the hay is actually doing it, physically doing it. Okay, we're not going to get into why vav and why hay, and he doesn't discuss it here either. But let's take it for granted now. Kabbalah, the vav is representative of regesh, and the hay is representative of maisa. Achet matchil, when do you start to sin? When the vav is separate from the hay, or when, finish my sentence, when the feeling is separate from the action. So that's when you start to sin, he says. The initiation need took when there's a disconnection between feeling and between action. That's when you begin to start sinning. Says Rav Deitch later. Kama pa'amim b'shana adam aniach tefillin v'lo margish shum chibur rakshi. How many times in our life, all three of us maybe, at least myself, do we put on tefillin and aside from it being physically on our arms and us making a bracha, do we... We're not there. We're not like tefillin. Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. It's our connection, our head, our heart. Look in the Zohar, in Parsha Shlach, talks about what you're supposed to think of when you're tefillin. Actually, P.S. Essen brings it in his Medor She'arim, which maybe we'll get to. But how many times do we actually feel that we have a connection? Or just, we're going through the checklist and check and check and check. Tefillin, Yodzei. Yeah, next. Mincha. Im meniach tefillin, v'mitzvah sanashe milomda, gam averes chaylu yaseh milomda, belomda. Ma yaseh ben v'leachta. He says, if this person, if any one of us really, so if we're going to be doing tefillin, which is something that you actually do feel, meaning it's literally on your arms. If we can't connect our kavanas with that, so maybe we'll just start doing averus and not even think about it. We're just going to start doing other things and just not think about it. We're not going to be connected to our actions. We're just not going to be connected. And there needs to be something in order to fix this. Because it's something that is in every single Jew's life. We don't always feel everything that we're doing. And feeling in Hasidus, feeling is it. It's about real feeling. If you ask me, it's more important to have, if you have an amazing kavana, on, if it's just the letter Aleph, or just the word Anochi, or just this, and you manage to get to this level of really happiness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and with yourself, and a Kesher, you could finish off Tehillim for all I care, you know, and not understand one word. There's something to that too, especially Tehillim in itself, that's its own right. Or finish off Tefillah and have its thing, but if you're able to have one split, beautiful second of a connection, a real connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's it. And that's what's going to do it for you. That's what's going to sit with you. So you're both coming to Poland, right? Both coming to Poland, right?
Yeah.
You'll see. There'll be a lot of things, and you'll find this moment of just understanding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of just, either I don't get it, but now I understand, which I can only explain that feeling when we're there, or just, now I get it. Or, now I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu things. Right? That classic question, where the heck was HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Holocaust was happening? Those answers are going to be answered. You're not going to be able to explain them. I can't give you that answer, but I know the answer. I felt it. There's some things of feeling, where you can feel something, but you can't explain it. You can feel something, but you can't even talk about it. It's a feeling. Of that first time that you go to the Kotel, you're like, God's here. Oh yeah, where is he? And everyone's like, oh, who's this crazy guy? No, I'm telling you. That first time you put on tefillin, when you're actually excited about tefillin, it's an exciting thing. We lose that, unfortunately. I one for myself. I live by the Kotel for 7 years now. It's not the same. It's not the same as when, you know, I was here Shana Aleph and I won 40 days and the Kotel held up the base of Mekdash here. It's like, all right, I can catch a minion, the Kotel. I have no excuse to miss a minion. It's like the Kotel for me. Trust me, there's always an excuse. You can always find an excuse if you're looking for it. How many times have we disconnected? So he doesn't just talk Rav Deitch. He gives answers. He's a mashpia. He's a real mashpia. He helps you. He says, "Kedei lo lashuv lo tamakom," in order to not go back to this place of having the nituk bein machshav lemaisa, between the vav and the hay. So what? Nachzer at the regesh lemaisa. We need to bring back those two together. How? Halomed rak chasidus sharoi behargashim. So what do you need to do? You need to learn about regesh. Specifically chasidus. He's big in learning chasidus. But if it's machshava, if it's the Rambam speaks to you, whatever speaks to you with regesh, with feeling, chasidus halavai. But you have to learn something that's connected to feeling. Halomein rak nigle, Gemara Halacha Shara B'maisa. So if you're only learning Nigle, Torah HaNigle, what's Torah HaNigle? It's supposed to Torah HaNistar. What's Nigle mean, first of all? Revealed, exactly. What's Nistar? Hidden, exactly. So what's Torah HaNigle, if you were to guess? Exactly. Gemara, Tanakh, whatever we're all in. What's Torah HaNistar? Kabbalah, Chassidus, maybe Medrash. These different things, right? So in order to connect to Maisa, hello, mid rak nigla gemara v'alacha shara b'maisa. If you're only learning gemara and halacha, and you're only learning all these gemara, halacha, and shutim, and smicha, and these are wonderful, you need to learn this. So he says, that's connected to Maisa, that's l'maisa, what do we do? What do we do? That's nigla. But if we're missing the nistar in our life, if we're missing that hidden part of feeling it, sometimes, right, this is one of the jokes in all the yeshivas that, oh yeah, I was learning so much, I forgot about God. I was in yeshiva, I was really busy this week, so I forgot about God. It's really a thing though. It's scary. I'm sure we see it. You get so into the Gemara, you forget it's a part of God. And we need to learn the Nistar, he says. He brings it up as Chassidus, but whatever is Nistar to you, whatever gives you Regesh, that's my parish, whatever gives you Regesh, you need to bring that in. One of the most famous chabruzas of all time, coming off of Chai Elul right now, birthday of the Alter Rebbe, the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov, to all the people. So the chabruzah, the famous chabruzah of the Alter Rebbe, Shmuel Zalman Meliari, the founder of Chabad Chassidus. Anyone know who his chabruzah was? I mean, you know? So it was up my line. His chabruzah was Rav Mamalach. I don't know who Rav Avram HaMalach was. Correct. Rav Avram HaMalach was the son of the Magid Mezrich. Why was he called Rav Avram HaMalach? Give a guess. He wasn't this world. He was not in this world. He was a real Yud. He was really, he learned Torah HaNistar. And they had a Chavrusa. Now, obviously being the founder of Chassidus, he knows Nistar, but the Alter Rebbe of Chabad wrote his own Shulchan Aruch. I'm saying he was maybe the most hilchati of all the Chevra Kaddisha, the Talmidim of the Magid of the Mezrich, I would say. The most into halacha. Still Chabad these days is still very strong in halacha. The rest of it wasn't then yet, but of the Talmidim of the Magid. So I would say you definitely could say that the Alter Rebbe was representative of halacha very much so. Even if it's halacha of Chassidus, I'm saying just being posek in Chassidus as well is nigla, of getting things out there. In fact, he revealed Chassidus through the Tanya out to the world. He's nigla. He's very much nigla. He's in fact one of the ones that we have a picture of. He's nigla that much. Okay, there's no picture of any other of them. Think about that. No, he's nigla. He's very much nigla. In fact, what's the whole idea of Chabad Chassidus? To be megala things. Don't just keep them in. Go out to the whole world, find every Jew. If you think about it, with Chabad, Bab Trevi did exactly the opposite of what Hitler did. He was being attacked on Hitler. Hitler went to every single corner of the earth and every small, tiny island in order to find one Jew in Greece so that he could take him to Auschwitz. Bab Trevi goes to the same place to bring him back to Judaism. It's pretty cool, no? But he says we need to learn something that brings back our regesh to our maisa. It's not enough to just learn Gemara and Halacha, even if it's Tanakh that brings us, but something that gets us excited about learning Torah. For me, it's Chassidus. For you, it could be about Machshava. It could even be Tanakh if that's what you like. But Shuvisha Tatzil Otanu Hayachibo Shal Regesh Im Maisa. Kol Echad Meim Yashpia Al Hashani V'Yachzik Oto. And we need to make sure that there's a balance, like we spoke about 2 weeks ago. That Judaism is about a balance, and Chassidus very much so. You can't have too much chesed, you can't have too much gevura. You need to have a balance of each. It's about if one thing is off, so everything is going to be off. Everything needs to be in balance. And it's about keeping that balance. And we need to have that balance between machshava and maisa. Really machshava deeper and maisa, but in this case, hergesh and maisa, feeling and actually doing. because there's way too much doing. Baruch Hashem, there are more Jews learning today in this generation than any generation ever in history. And there are more Jews doing things and doing all, but is it the same feelings that they used to have? I can't prove anything, but I don't know if it is. I don't know if it's the same feeling. Maybe on Yom Kippur, maybe during Kol Nidre, but maybe even not. Maybe it's just us thinking, okay, I'll do it only because I have 5 minutes and I know I'm going to eat soon and there's nowhere else to go. Lefamim adam magia lasi shel regesh. And he says sometimes a person gets to this high, huge, top of the mountain feeling where you feel like you're holding God's hand kibiyachol. V'achar kach haregesh hazeh ne'elam. And then, just like that, breakfast comes after your amazing tefillah and it's all forgotten. It's lost. Sometimes it's not. But we've all been there, an amazing kumzitz, and then someone says something stupid to you and all of a sudden, I hate this guy, I hate that guy, I'm in the worst mood, no one talked to me. I'm sure it happens to all of us. V'lo yodeh eich mamshicha mikan. Now he doesn't know how to move forward. L'chein tzarech ladat eich lahamshich lefamim b'li regesh. And we also need to also know how to plow forward. Know how to move forward, says Rav Deitch. We need to know how to move forward because we're not always going to have regesh. Sometimes we can try and try and try and we just won't feel it. And that's part of our test in this world. But we need to know how to move forward as well when we don't have that feeling. Sometimes we still need to move forward. One of my favorite Torahs of Rav Elimelech again, from Likutei Shoshani. He's up a lot. We're going to see him in a few. We're going to have a tish in like 4 weeks' time in Lizhensk at his cave. Remind me, I want to say this Torah then too. One of my favorite Torahs, right? It's in Likutei Shoshani, which was written for his wife, if I'm not mistaken. And there's a famous Torah that. Where's the pasuk again of Yashir? So Shlach. Where are we? It's in Shalach, am I right?
Yeah.
Here it is. At the end. Ajivor Kiva Suspra. Here it is. So at the very end, because we think it ends with Hashem Yimloch, but really it ends earlier. Kiva sus, here's where it ends before the Shire of Miriam. Kiva sus, para berichbo ufarshav bayam. Right? The sus and the para, they all fell in the sea. Vayeshiv Hashem aleim es mayam, uvnei Yisrael halchu bayabasha betochayam. Bnei Yisrael, what's halchu bayabasha? What's that mean? Walked on dry land, right? Betochayam, within the river, within the sea. Not the river, within the sea. So it's beautiful. Pshat is simple, what happened? The sea split, we know that, and they walked on dry land within the sea. Says Rav Melech Benoch Lezhinsk, the great Rebbe of Rebbes, and he says, what does that mean, Hachubi Yabasha B'Yachayam? It doesn't just mean they walked on dry land. Could have just said, Hachubi Yabasha? Okay, I'll bring out the name, it's fine. But he says, Achu b'yam sha b'tochayam. He says that when we're walking on dry land, is it b'tochayam? When something's dry, when something's a desert, there's nothing there, there's no hergesh, we're just doing it, we're walking through it, there's no vegetation, there's no life, it's a desert. Are we able to be b'tochayam? Are we able to bring in that? I can tell you, Am Yisrael, that just brings down Am Yisrael, already as they were still in the yam, they hadn't finished walking through, they were at the end, and they were complaining, we don't have any food. They were in the greatest nace going on, and they're like, yeah, but we're hungry. Right afterward, right at the end. And after that comes Chena, and all these things. They saw the greatest things. Are you able to be betochayam even when it's yabasha? Are we able to move forward even when we're not feeling it? Beautiful Torah. So he says, you need some time to know how to move forward, even when we're not feeling it. Because it's not always up to us when we're feeling it. Sometimes we get tested. Often we get tested. Always we get tested. When we're found, when we do find ourselves in this deep feeling, this great feeling, part of that feeling is not just to be in that moment, but it's to capture that moment. Okay? You'll see in Poland, a lot of people are the opposite way. They go through Poland through the eyes of a camera. They never actually lived through Poland. They watch it afterwards, but they never actually had the original feeling, because they're just taking pictures the whole time. Okay? Come back, Shana, bet you can take pictures. That's my recommendation. I want you to know. I didn't go Shana Alpha. First time I took pictures was last year, when I went to staff. But what? You need to be able to not just live in the moment, moment's over, next moment. You need to be able to capture the moment. To be able to take that moment and bring it into that time when you do get angry, when someone does say something stupid to you and you're upset at everyone because you're in a bad mood. No, you have to remember what it is to be a Jew and that level that you were on. You need to train yourselves. We need to train ourselves in order to take that moment and bring it into our lives. Or else that moment is gone and it was for naught. Kach hazeh gam kishemitchaninim. Ba'atchala yesh hachlata sheba mitoch regesh. Also when we're in this time of mitchaninim, of tachana, right? It's time of asking forgiveness. Asking for kapara. In the beginning, we do it because we feel it. We do want to have a kesher with Kesher Baruch Hu. We go to that first lichos not because there's someone taking attendance or not, because no one's taking attendance here. We all know that. We do it because we actually want to say slichos. We actually want to apologize. We actually want to get closer to a Kesher Baruch Hu because it matters to us. We also lose that feeling. We lose that feeling. Going to the Kotel the fifth time is not the same as the first time. It's just a matter of fact. Machzikim yachad shivushan. Tshuva amitis. What's tshuva amitis? True tshuva. Real tshuva. There's different levels of tshuva as the Rambam brings down. Tanya for sure brings down. You guys are tshuva. Perusha she'aser lichyot rakim rikshus or rakim maisim. He says, what is tshuva, real tshuva? As opposed to a halfway tshuva or a partial tshuva. He says that it's aser to live, aser lichyot rakim rikshus or rakim maisim. You can't just live with feeling of putting on a show. You stick your black hat on, you go out, and you say oi to everything. You say shkoyach and all these terms and everything. But you're not doing anything. You're missing morning seder. You're not coming in for minyan. You're giving off mussar, but you're just talking the talk. You're not walking the walk. Or you're just walking the walk. You're not talking the talk. Eilu v'eilu. You can't have one without the other. Or it's just meisim, where you're coming to Shacharis and you're coming to Morning Seder, but nothing matters to you, because I've seen it, boys from year to year, the top guys in this year, they answer every question, and learning comes to them like that, they've been doing them their whole life, they don't miss a minyan, and afterwards as if they never went to yeshiva, because they never felt a thing, they never felt the kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, ever. They never had that rikshus, that feeling. Chassidus feeling is as important as the actual maisa. That's why Chabad start davening at 10:30. Not because they wake up at 10:30, because they wake up at 7 and they prepare for davening. Because they say, what am I going to daven just down because I have to daven? No, I'm going to have a cup of coffee so that I can actually focus during davening and not be falling asleep. And I'm going to learn something of tefillah, learn something of tanya that can connect me to this and learn something home so that I am excited about God when I go to talk to Him. That's why. Not because they're waking up at 10:15. They're waking up at 6:45 to go to the mikvah, and then they're going to shir. I'll value them all, but no sect is perfect in this world. But you need to have that balance. Feeling with your actual maisa. It's something that's so important in yeshiva. Because if you have just one of them, you won't succeed. You will not succeed. So unfortunately, I'm giving you my word. You won't succeed if you don't have it. And you'll find an imbalance often. But real tshuva is when you feel it and you're doing it. Orak im maisim hatshuvi hilasot heskem b'neim lechios yachad. If it's just maisim, so the tshuva is just, okay, check. You're going to get to the pearly gates, God willing, 120, and God's going to say, new, like, and you'll show him, check, 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 check. What do you mean? Is that all? I didn't miss this. What does this mean? What do you want from me? Said, yeah, but you forgot to, I wasn't there. You were in your own world. There's no feeling. Do you even know what you said? Do you know what day it is? Do you know where you are? You're talking to God. It's an issue. It's the Rebbe ends over there. We'll do one more piece in a few minutes. I wasn't even going to bring that. I just saw it like 40 minutes ago. I decided to just, you can keep that. It's a lot of copies. And in general, it's a fantastic weekly. I recommend reading it. And I guess it took over this year, and that's okay with me. So we'll hand out this. Welcome to take these. We'll do the first one of the Chiddush Erev. Who's the Chiddush Erev? If you don't know, that's okay.
Related to the Svasanas.
Correct.
He was the grandfather.
Nachon. But really, he was his father, because the Svasanas, his father, passed away when he was very young, and the Chiddush Erev took him in, and he was really his father. Fortunately, Ger is under construction right now. They're rebuilding the basement to make it nice. We're not going to be able to go this year. Shana bet, like I said. Take pictures next time, too. So Chiddush Erev, and we're not going to go through the whole thing. The whole thing's not here. Only brought a Keta. The Imer Emes is later on. This is the Svas Emes was the second of Ger. Chiddush Erev was his Talmud of. He learned on the Katzfa Kerbeid, if I'm not mistaken. But Chiddush Erev says on Aseres Yemei, he says, Ma od im adam kilkil chas v'sham ledaber chamer v'osik b'sur meira. Okay, this idea of sur meira v'yasei tov. Okay, Shalom, there I fail. Tell him, what's sur meira v'yasei tov? Sur meira, to distance yourself from Ra, right? To guide away from Ra, from bad. If v'yasei tov, what's v'yasei tov? And do good. What are they physically? What are they actually?
Stopping
and actually doing, right? One is that you have to stop doing bad, you distance yourself, right? One is lo tase, and one is ase. You have to play the, when you're on defense, you got to play defense. When you're on offense, you got to actually play too. You can't just play defense. But what if he says a person makes a mistake, da'abracham ve'osik b'sur meira, and he is osik b'sur meira? Hari choshev al hakilku. So does this person, a person does an avera, and he's defending himself, close my ears, Lashon Hara is coming, I'm not going to go to town, my friends are going to town. Hareyu choshev al hakilkul, does he think about what he's done wrong? Umakom sha'amachshav animtzet shama adam im kol nafshav. And the person, says the Chiddush Erev, the person where a person is found in his machshava, and his thoughts, that's really where he is. You could be in the middle of a Mets game, but if you're doing daf yomi, you're inside of a Gemara. Where your machshava is really where you're, is what you're focusing on. So should you think about this kyoko, this mistake that he made? Azu betoch hara, v'hu betach lo yashuv b'tshuva, ki mocho yitgashem v'yigrom v'tim tum alev, v'ilu lipol l'toch atzbos chalila. He says you have to be careful. You're being osik and sur meira. So you're thinking about the Ra all the time, and your machshava is in Ra, and what you've done wrong, and you're never going to be able to do tshuva, because tshuva is also about sumer Ra ve'asei tov. And if you're only focusing on the sumer Ra of defending everything and not doing the Ra, or just thinking about the wrong things that you've done, so you're never going to do a complete tshuva. That's only half of it. You're going to be focused on yourself. It's quite selfish, actually. And even if you didn't really do the wrong thing and you didn't do such bad things and your heart didn't fall for these things, When you're thinking about the bad things, about defending, oh, trying and keeping away from all the bad things, about the boats and all the dirt that you've covered yourself up with, all the boats is mud. Hofich, the boats, will you share boats? You're going to be stuck in the mud. And you're going to be stuck that way. You're not going to get out of the mud and then clean yourself off. You're just going to be in the mud still, covered in mud. Kein chet lo chet, did I sin, did I not sin? Was it a bad thing? Was it the worst thing? Was it not such a bad thing? If you're only focusing on, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when you're just focusing on the ra, even if it's just not doing the ra, if you're not doing any good? You could be neutral, but you're nothing if you're neutral. You have to be positive. If you're just neutral or negative, you're not working up. And the goal is to move up, not just to get back to where you were.
Ubizman shu choshev al zeh, harei yachol lios nokiv me nokiv margolios. V'sheyeh mashu mizeh l'malchus shemayim. Lachen sumera hapana atzmacha meira.
What does sur meira? Once again, what does it mean? Distance yourself from ra, right? Guide yourself away from ra.
Al tahar her bara. Says the Chiddush Harim, don't even think about the ra. Sur meira, not just defend yourself against the ra, don't think about the bad things you've done. A real Chiddush. Because when we're thinking about tshuva, ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dibarnu, dofi, v'chulei, all the bad things we've done. He says, don't even think about the ra. Just aseh tov, just do good. A massive chiddush, even in chassidus. Asita chavilot averot. You did a whole list of averos. Aseh mitzvahs kenegda. Don't just do tshuva, did this wrong thing, and this wrong thing, and this wrong thing. Don't just name the list off of bad things. Do something about it. Do mitzvahs to counteract that balance. To counteract the wrong things you've done. Go and do mitzvahs. Hayom, he's talking in the Seres Yimei Tshuva, Lifnei Yom HaKippurim, today, the day before Yom Kippur, Tzrichim Lahargish Es Azivas Achet, we need to feel once again that feeling, not just doing, but feeling. Feeling at the Chet leaving us. Im Yishuv Hadas. And not hating ourselves, being comfortable with ourselves. Me'umka deliba, from a real deep place in our hearts, a real feeling of care. Umka, valley, deepness. Lo yideit palut, not just by doing it, like Rav Deitch said. Rak kabbalah belev al atir v'yot besimcha. Rak kabbalah belev al atir. A big idea in Chassidus here, because Edson really talks about it. I don't have time for it today, unfortunately. But it's on your sheets. From now on, what am I doing? Now, what did I do? It's already done. What's tshuva in the eyes of Chiddush Harim? Moving forward, besimcha, being happy with yourselves, and doing mitzvahs. Not just, what did I do and how can I fix it? You want to fix it? Do mitzvahs. Do the right things. Start going to minyan. Start being on time this year. In fact, start going 5 minutes early. Lomar al-chit. And when you say al-chit, shechatanu lefenechem besimcha zeh. Al-chit. And that's going to be your Shemona Esrei on the Yom Naraim. Al-chit. We hit ourselves and hit ourselves in Shemona Esrei. He says, don't say it the way that we do of Al-Khayt, oh, I did this and did that, and did this and did that, oh, yeah, I'm the worst. He says, Lomar Al-Khayt b'mehirut, v'lo lishko abahem. Say them quickly. Speed through them. Say them quickly. Rak v'timlo chatash Hashem levarcha. Why? So you're not focused on all the averas you've done. Focus on how you can move forward from now. And how, and what you can do against it. Not on what you've done. You have to say it, it's in tefillah, say it. He says, it's not my psak, you're welcome to listen to him or not. The Chiddush Harim says, even your al-chits in tefillah, speed through them. That will end 5 minutes late. And Mirz Hashem, we'll talk more about tshuva next week. Maybe we'll get into the Piyaz Esner. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.